And now on Nights with Steve Price, Dental Health with Dr. Larry Bench, thanks to the Mailo Clinic, the original home and inventor of the All-on-4 dental implant system.
World's best dentist, evening to you.
Evening, Steve.
Talking about politics and politicians getting things wrong. Our friend, the Queensland Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, has ruled out mandating fluoride in council water supplies. Why?
Well, who knows? I mean, they made the decision a number of years ago now to, you know, northern Queensland to take fluoridation out of the water. And as we've seen previously and discussed numerous times, the decay rate goes up dramatically. And Townsville, all those areas, Rockhampton, I think it was, it's well outside the normal for every other place that does have fluoride.
Anecdotally, do you hear from dentists in that part of the country that the tooth decay is not as good, is worse than anywhere else?
I haven't really. No, I have not. But I thought it was quite interesting that it was the Medical Association.
AMA.
Actually, the AMA rather than the Dental Association that did it, because I saw that it's actually the admissions to hospital, for tooth problems, and that was a child. You know, one in four were children. So, you know, so that means the younger they are, the more affected they are. So, and the balance, I guess, in all things in government is you make the decision for the majority, don't you? And the people can least afford to have tooth decay, time off work, and those sorts of things are subjected to no fluoride. So. I guess the government needs to stand strong and not
in the
middle ground.
It's crazy. And they only need $500,000 in the budget. Great to catch up, Dr. Larry. Talk to you next week.
All right, buddy.
Dr. Larry Bench.